Okay, we are Chav Beis Amud Aleph. We're on Chav Beis Amud Aleph. Sorry. We'll start the Mishnah again, the Gemara again. The Mishnah said, on Chav Beis Amud Aleph, the Mishnah said, Evet Knani Nikna Bekesev Ushtar Bechazaka. You can acquire an Evet Knani by paying for him. And the question is, who do you pay? Vishtar Bechazaka. We'll talk about who you pay later on. It's a little bit problematic, and this is I might as well discuss it right now. You're paying for the Evet Knani. Now, there's many, many different ways of acquiring an Evet Knani. We're not going to talk about a wartime conquest. We're going to talk about a guy that buys Evet Knani. So he either buys it off another guy, or he buys it off another yid who owns an Evet Knani, or he buys the guy from himself. The guy can sell himself as an Evet Knani. The problem is, if Masha Kana Evet Kana Rabbi, so why in the world is the guy selling himself when the minute he gets the money, he's going to go right back to the master? Simultaneous. He's buying the Evet Knani, Masha Kana Evet Kana Rabbi. So whenever the servant acquires, did I push the thing button? I am recording it?
Yes, you did. Yeah, it's recording.
Right, thank you. So Masha Kana Evet Kana Rabbi. So what is he gaining by selling himself? So some Achroinim want to say that Enochinami, the money of the purchase, he gets to keep. Masha Kana Evet Kana Rabbi will not affect the money of the purchase. Now that is problematic for many reasons. Number one, the Gemara is going to have a whole sugya. How does an Evet ever have money? If he can keep the purchase money, he can have money. So what is the Gemara trying to find the case that an Evet Kanani can have his own money? The purchase money. That's number one. Number two is it doesn't make sense. Does he have something or does he not have something? Why should that be exempt from Masha Kana Evet Kana Rabbi? So this is a big problem. So most Achrayim say Enochinami. When you buy an Evet from himself, there's no money, because the money goes right back to you. The Kinyan Ishtar, Chazaka. Now, why would the Evet Kanani want to sell himself? I don't know. Maybe he wants to be taken care of. And whatever reason he has, whatever his reasoning is. But you can't be kind of Bekesev. I mean, theoretically you can, but it's like putting money from one pocket to the other pocket. So therefore, even though the Mishnah missed Kesev, that's if you buy him off of somebody. Somebody else owns him already. Now you're buying the rights. For instance, Reuven owes an Evet Kanani. So Shimon wants to buy him. So he has to pay Reuven, not the Evet. So he can pay money and it belongs to him. Or a guy owns an Evet Kanani. How the guy got him is not my business. The bottom line is, the guy owns this Evet Kanani. It's on the slave market. They're selling him. So I'm paying the guy to acquire the rights to the Evet Kanani. But if an Evet sells himself, and again, not sure why that would happen, but if an Evet sells himself, according to these Achroinim, Kesev is not an option. Because you're basically putting money from one pocket to the other pocket, yes?
Starvation.
Okay, that might be a reason he's selling himself.
Rabbi Michael Rassner?
Yes.
You're talking about Evet Kanani. He's already Makabel Mitzvahs, or this is
different
Mitzvahs?
See, again, I might as well clarify this once. I said this a number of times, so let me clarify it again. When you buy an Evet, he's not an Evet Kanani. When you buy an Evet, he's an Evet. That's all he is. But the purpose of buying an Evet is to turn him into an Evet Kanani. It's very questionable, can I buy an Evet who refuses later on to become an Evet Kanani? When I go visit the slave market and I see the slave that I want, I buy him. Now, then when he comes home, I inform him that, by the way, if you want to stay in my possession, there's a process you have to undergo of Geirus. And the guy has to agree to have bris milah, have tzvila l'shem avdus, and he's chayiv in all lavin, and in all assays that a woman is chayiv in. So he now becomes an Evet Kanani. That's who we call an Evet Kanani. At the point that he goes to the mikvah and he's mekabelin himself all the mitzvahs of an Evet Kanani.
What were you buying before knowing that?
I need a slave. I'm not going to sit there in the slave market and says, who wants to become partially Jewish?
Why not?
Maybe you want to do it that way, you can. That's your business. if he doesn't want to become an Eved Kanani. So there's a big machlokes in Masechtas Yevamos. But basically, the easiest way to say is if he sells them to somebody else. He sells them to a guy. In my house, I need to have Eved that keep mitzvahs. I can't have any Eved that eats trafe, and I can't have an Eved that's Mechal Shabbos. And I can't have that. So if you want to stay at my house, this is the way to do it. What do you gain by staying in my house? I might be a nicer guy than the guy down the street. You know, I might not. You know, that's, the Eved has a right to make that decision. You can't force Judaism upon him. According to one Mandi Amar, you can. Shouldn't say nobody holds that way. We had a Mandi Amar Masechtas Gittin said you can. But the way we paskin is you can't. He has to be willing. Now, he is an Eved before he becomes an Eved Kanani. He's an Eved. A regular Eved. He's an Eved. Then he becomes an Eved Kanani when he accepts those mitzvahs. Now, the Kinyanim are the same. But since the goal is to have an Eved Kanani, so we talk about Eved Kanani. The Kinyanim in the guy that you buy, whether he does become an Eved Kanani or he does not become an Eved Kanani, is one and the same. He's a non-Jew that you are purchasing. And this is the way you purchase non-Jews.
Is forgiveness of a debt the same as kesef?
I'm sorry?
In other words, let's say the man owes you money, and in exchange for forgiveness of his debt to you, you make him an Eved. Is that as problematic as the kesef issue? And he can't own, he doesn't own the money?
The problem is, forgiveness of debt is not a means of acquisition, because you're not giving him anything. Meaning, forget about him. Let's say I want to buy an Eved, or I want to buy a piece of land, right? And I go to a guy and I say, you owe me $10,000. I want to purchase the land with the debt. It doesn't work. It can't be a kinyan. A kinyan requires a transfer. A kinyan kesef requires a transfer. Now, what you can do is, with the pleasure that I'm forgiving your debt, that pleasure is worth money now. And therefore, you can't acquire with the debt, but you can acquire with the pleasure of the forgiveness of the debt.
Making it into a shtar?
Then the kinyan becomes shtar. You're writing a shtar.
Yeah.
The whoever is selling it writes the shtar. I am selling my Eved. Why he's selling the Eved is his business. But the shtar becomes the kinyan. Or it is chazakah. We're going to learn in a minute, we'll learn sometime down the line, how a chazakah works in an Eved. How do you do a chazakah? We'll see. So back to the Gemara. Minalam. How do I know that an Eved can be acquired like land? Because these are the three kinyanim that work for land. If I buy a land from somebody, I acquire him either b'kesef, b'shtar, or b'biyah. How do I know that that works? You should bequeath it to your children afterwards, that they should inherit achuza. Achuza refers to an ancestral land, and it's referring to an Eved as if it's ancestral land. Torah compares them to a zdei achuza. Ma zdei achuza nikna b'kesef, b'shtar, u'b'biyah, b'chazaka. Av Eved Kanani nikna b'kesef, b'shtar, u'b'chazaka. Frech the Gemara, Ma Sada Achuza, Chazeres Labaila B'Yoivul. You sell an ancestral land, it comes back in Yoivul. Af Eved Kanani Chazer Labaila B'Yoivul. So maybe an Eved Kanani is also only a sale to Yoivul. And at Yoivul, all Eved Kananis should go free. Talmud Leimer La'ilam Behem Tavaydu. You should work with them forever. Tysus points out that La'ilam here can't mean Yoivul, because then you wouldn't have written it. We learned that from Zdei Achuza. By writing the Olam, you're obviously adding more than Zdei Achuza, which means permanent. Okay, we learned that Rashi yesterday. I will read it again. Sada Niknas B'Kolhani. Kama Yolo V'Pirkim. Later on, the Gemara will learn out. How do I know a field is acquired because of Shabbat Chazakim? Again, as I mentioned numerous times, the Masechtas Kedushin Perik Aleph is really Perik of Kinyanim. We go through Kinyanim of a lady, then Kinyanim of an Eved Ivri, now Kinyanim of an Eved Kanani, then we'll talk about land, the Metaltlin, all things that are acquired. This is a perik of how you acquire things. So now we're in the Eved Kanani section. Now Rashi's bothered, why are we calling him Eved Kanani? Kanani is the name of one nation. So why are we referring to him as an Eved Kanani? The Tzitzit of Rashi, V'chol Eved Kachom Kiknanim, Mishinim Kali Eved. Every guy is like a Kanani once he's sold. So why do we call him Kanani? Shekol Avadim, we call him Hashem Kanan, Mishinuchzim Be'Eved Avadim. Since the Torah writes about Kanan, he said Eved Avadim, so therefore, that became the name of a slave. A slave is a Kanani. It's a way of reference. Dr. Gemara Weiter. Tana, we learned in Ebraisa. Abbechalipin. One of the ways of acquiring an Eved Kanani is Chalipin. Chalipin is exchange. Now, the exchange is not necessarily dollar for dollar. You exchange, you give the guy who's selling it to you a handkerchief. I'm picking a handkerchief, it could be anything else. And in return, he is giving you the item, and then he usually gives back the handkerchief. That's what happens. When you sold your chametz, you didn't sell your chametz. When you made the rav an agent to sell your chametz, the rav wasn't interested in buying your chametz. When you made the rav an agent to sell your chametz, they do a kinyan chalipin on it, right? The rav hands you, he's the purchaser, so he hands you I handed people a gartel, but you could hand a yarmulke or whatever else you want, a pen. You really could do a pen to Kaylee. And you hand the pen, and in return for the pen, the guy does whatever he has to do, and then he gives it back. That's what usually happens, right? So I use a gartel because nobody's going to keep it, you know what I mean? So you can use chalipa for never kanani, fact the gemara of a tana didan. So why didn't I Tana say four? So the Gemara, because Milsa the less of a metalton like Tani, Milsa the east of a metalton like Tani. Chalipin works for everything, almost everything. Chalipin works for land, Chalipin works for metalton. The Mishnah was interested in listing the things that are similar to land. But there's a fourth kinyan out there, and that fourth kinyan is Chalipin, which works by land, but also works by tables and chairs. So therefore, since the Mishnah was not interested in telling me things that work by metalton, it was stressing the ones that work by land. So we talked about only the three that only work by land, that don't work by metalklum. You cannot sell a table with money. It doesn't work.
The question was, how can you buy an Eved? Now, it doesn't talk about tables, chairs, or land. It's on Eved.
Okay, so again.
It's an Eved, so you don't, because it doesn't.
Again, you're right. You're right. But the answer is as follows. Some Tanoim had a specific goal in mind when they wrote the Mishnah. This Tana's goal was to see how does an Eved match up with Karka. He wasn't interested in giving you a general covering of all Kinyanim of an Eved. I know it sounds that way, but that's what we're saying. This Tana had a specific approach to saying what he wanted to say. The specific approach was, I'm going to tell you how an Eved lines up like land. Like exclusively land. Other things that work by metalklim, work by karka, work by Eved also. But that's not my interest here now. According to Hashanah, the Brisa added a fourth thing, because the Brisa wanted to show you all means of acquisition of Eved, so it threw in Chalipin as well. Rashi? We're not there yet. What? Can you do Chalipin with Gayim? Can you do shtar with Gayim? Let's go back to the Mishnah. Mishnah says shtar. So it's a big machlokes achrayim. Can you do shtar when you buy an Eved from a guy? Because an Eved guy is not kind of a shtar. Guy is kind of a kesef, not a shtar. I know by chametz, if you ever watched Mechiras Chametz, they do like five or six kinyanim. But that's because they want to cover their bases. They do kesef and shtar and chalipin. And you name it, they do it. But it's some machleinim want to say that even if a guy is not kind of a shtar, but by Eved it's different. Eved, he could be kind of a shtar. That's what I want to say. It's a mikdash. Others want to say that ain't a chanami. It's only when you buy from a Jew that he's kind of a shtar. Chalipin would be the same shayla. Does chalipin work for a guy? Seems to be a shayla. We do it by chametz. That's because we do everything by chametz. We just try to do everything we can. So one of the things we do is chalipin. And it's interesting. We tell the guy that not every kinyan might work. don't think that only is working because we're doing six kinyanim. It could be all six work. It could be only one of the six work. Makes no difference. We inform that to the guy. Because if the buyer thinks that he's doing it six different ways and all six, he thinks the purchase depends on the six. So we want to clarify to him. It could be six, it could be one of the six. It makes no difference. They don't say the number. They say all or one of them.
Universal? I mean, money's universal. Why
Because kesef is not kind of by yid. No, if I want to buy a table and I pay you for it, it's not my table.
Why is that?
It's not like this. I'll get to there in a second. But if I want to pay for a table, it's not my table until I move it. I have to do mashicha, akbah, whatever I have to do. I can do chalipin. That's a different kinyan. It's not kesef. Kesef doesn't work by metaltum. Star doesn't work by metaltum. You cannot write me a star that you're selling me the table. I mean, it's meaningless. Not a kinyan. Torah never recognized a kinyan like that. So then, now you're getting involved in something called stumta. Stumta is that everybody agrees that this is going to be a matter of transfer. Right. So that stumta is a machloikas. Does that give it biblical properties or only rabbinic properties? It works. Biblically or rabbinically is a shaila. We rely on stumta a lot. Because, again, we do everything. Stumta is, you're not doing a Torah recognized kinyan. You made up your own kinyan. Not you made it up. The country accepts, the law of the United States of America accepts this as a valid means of transaction. Mazel Bracha in the Diamond District. When you say Mazel Bracha, the sale is complete. It's not a kinyan. It's a kinyan because of its recognition by the courts as meaning a means of transfer. Why is Kesef not kind of a metaltlin? So it's a machloikas amaroyim. Rish Lakish learns, biblically, the Torah wrote a different kinyan by metaltlin. It wrote the pasuk, I kana miyad amisecha, davar hanimser miyad liyad. The kinyan has to be a physical transfer of the item. Not Kesef. Because the Torah never wrote Kesef by metaltlin. That's what he holds.
Kesef could be a gold coin.
Again, it's not an item. It's item is chalipin. We're not changing now.
Why can't money be the chalipin?
That's a big shiloh. Money can't be chalipin, but that's not for now. That's put it down from somewhere else. In fact, we will get there on Daf Chofetz. But Rabbi Yechanan holds, b'deraisa kesef is kind of a metalim. It's a sugya bab metzia. But the Rabbanan came along for preserving transactions banded. Why? Because what used to happen is as follows. I went over to Dr. Harris, and I said, I'd like to buy 20 tables that you have in your garage. And he gave me a price, and I paid him. And Rachmana Litzlan, it was a big storm, or whatever it is, and the tables were getting ruined. I don't want to pick up Dr. Harris, but he said to himself, it's not my tables. Why should I worry about them? I already sold them. I have the money. And he just let them go. And I come the next day for my tables, and Dr. Harris feels very bad for me. And he tells me, I'm sorry, but your tables had a bad night last night. Again, right. So therefore, Rabbanah said, it doesn't become mine till I pick him up. And therefore, it's his till I pick him up. So the money is not kaina. Now there's a Misha Parah. This is also Yuzimab Matiyah. We're not chasering shots today. This is also Yuzimab Matiyah. Yes, doctor.
This is one of the most fascinating aspects of the relationship. But as far as chalipin goes, one of the things you mentioned is that a kli is used for chalipin.
Correct.
Gold and silver are essentially worth it. People have people have this idea that they want gold, but in the end, they are useless things. You can't make a knife out of gold. Just like that.
I hear. Okay, but it's not again this thing. This is a chavchet. We will talk about kavchas, about using these kind of things for chalim.
Now we're going into the first thing modern times, because paper money, other than
it's a shtar.
Completely...
It's a big shaylah and pesukim. When you do pidyon haben, you can't use a shtar. So, is it paper money, money, which you can use, or is paper money a shtar? How about coins? Well, today, coins are not worth the amount of the metal they're on. They're worth money because the government is willing to say that it's worth money. Is that a shtar or kesef is a major shaylah nachrayim, but it's not for now.
A penny's actually
a that could be. Yeah. Okay. So you'll give the kayan as amount of pennies as he needs.
What? Now we go into something which is really fascinating, passing from the intellectual and I would assume a halachic way as well, which is cryptocurrency.
I never understood it. I have no keshik to understand it, so I'm going to leave it right there.
I'll be quiet.
Not now. Well, please, not now.
Yes. Itself's not mechalik who the owner was, correct?
That's why they're going to talk about it.
Seems like even if it's brought from a goy, it's all free.
That's what someone would say. But as I pointed out earlier, if you buy the evidence from himself, someone would say kesef doesn't work. And the Mishnah is not mechalik. Back to the Gemara. Amar Shmuel, Eved Kanani nikna b'mashicha. You can be kind to him by pulling him. There's one of the kinyanim by metaltlin, is you pull the item. Right? I want to be kind to the chair, and it's in a side street. Mashicha does not work b'shus harabim. And you show ownership by pulling it. And that's a means of acquisition. Learned out in the Torah. Zuck Shmuel, Eved Kanani is a movable object. So I can be kinded with Mashicha. Ketzad, tuck for you, bo etzvoy. You grab him and pull him to you, kanai. However, karai u bo etzvoy, loy kanai. By an animal, we will see, if you call the animal and he comes, that's Mashicha because it moves because of you. But an Eved who moves because you yell at him, come, is not a kinya, and the Gemara is going to explain why. Frek the Gemara. So Bishlam of Latana Didan, Vilsa the Isim and Matalta like Tani. I can understand our Tana why he didn't mention Mashicha, because as was pointed out earlier, he was only interested in listing those things that work by land. Mashicha doesn't work by land, so it's not in our Mishnah. Elo Latana Bra, but Milsa the Lassim and Matalta like Tani. I'm sorry. Milsa the, what am I talking about? Milsa the Isim and Matalta like Tani, the Lassim and Matalta like Tani. Elo Latana Bra, but the Tana is a Brisa. This the Mashicha. He listed Chalipin. Why didn't he list Mashicha? Kashan Shmuel. And for the Gemara, Kiktani Milsa the Isa Beba Makarki Beba Metalfli. Because he was only interested in listing things that work either by Karka or by both. Either by Karka Kesef Shtar Chazaka or by both, which is Chalipin. He wasn't interested in listing things that only work for Metalfli. So he decided his view of what he wants to teach is things that work by Eved, that work by Karka. Not exclusively by Karka, like the Tana of our Mishnah said, but also by Karka. Once you got to Kinyanim that only work for Metalkman, he didn't feel he didn't want to get involved in that. So he left Mashiach out. It's not in his purview. It's not in his what he viewed his mission of writing the Braisa. That's what he says. Mashicha, the metalik is a lesser like Tani. Let's catch up some Rashi. The Rashi milted the Isim Eved, the lesser Bishar metalik like Tani. Av Chalipin, the Isnu, not the Bishar metalik, this is the Tana of the Mishnah. Chalipin, which is also by other metalik, Shamatalim gam heimdik, the Bechalipin, metalik are required Bechalipin, lo yitzvich le misni. He did not have to, he didn't want to say it. Tukvoy, Bechazaka. You grabbed them with strength. Tukvoy is a Russian grab. Like Hanai? Oh, that's right. No, that's not, sorry. Like Hanai? Rashi explains, why when you call him doesn't it work? The midai to Azo. Because he's going on his own. The Einzu Mashicha. As the Gemara is going to explain, a human being doesn't go by force unless you grab him. If you yell, come, and he comes, it was his decision to come. Animals don't make decisions. Animals respond. Instinct. So when you say an animal here, and the animal moves to you, it's you moving the animal. When you tell a human here, and he responds, it's himself moving himself. And therefore, you didn't move him. You caused him to move himself. By an animal, it's viewed like you move the animal, because the animal has no decision-making power of whether it should or shouldn't move. Back to the Gemara. Bishlam of the Tani Yidan. Back to Rashi. Le'tikshi l'shvu, amai l'tani mishicha, b'mas nisan. There's no question of why it doesn't say mishicha. Deke the truth, deke the akimna, the milsa, deke the metalthim, like tani. Something that's why metalthim, it doesn't say. El tana brought the tani chalipin badayu, but the tana of the brisa, the does say chalipin, tikshi l'shvu. He issued the nickname of mishicha, listen, I'm b'mas nisan. Why didn't he put it in his brisa? Milsa, the isa, b'be mekarki, b'be metalthim, things that exist by both Gung Halipin, Siref, he added it, Vishana, and he learned it in Mashar with the rest. The Isnum and Makarka that are also by Karka. So he added Halipin because that's also by Karka. Ava Mashicha, the less of the Makarka, Loi Tanabazayu. Mashicha is not there. Back to the Gemara. Ketzad, how do you do Mashicha on an Eved? Takwa Yubaatzloi, you grab it and bring it to you, karai. Karai obaetzlai, if you call it and it comes, loy karai. Now the Gemara is going to speak out what Rashi said before. Frak the Gemara, the karai loy, calling and making it come is not called mashicha, but panya. Ketzad b'mesira, one of the kinyanim of an animal is transfer. What? How you do that? Achza b'talfa, the owner tells you to grab it, and it's hoof. I think Talfa's hoof. Sarah's hair. Ukav shalah, the saddle. Shlip shalah, the package. Prumbia shemapia, these are all things attached to the animal. Prumbia shemapia is the bit. Mizuk shemapia is the bell. Kana. That's a kinyan. Transfer. So machlaikas vishaynim, does the owner have to hand it to you, or can he tell you to take it? Meaning, I want to buy an animal, so I want to go do kinyan mesira. Does he have to say, here, hand me the bit? Or can he tell me, take the bet? Fine. That's Kenya Masira. We might get to it later. We might not.
You don't have to move the animal
on Masira. But. That's a Makhlaikas Rishaynim. Makhlaikas Rishaynim. I know it's in Baba Basra. It's probably here in Kedushin later on. Keita b'mashicha. Kaira lo abhiba, calls the animal and it comes, or shikisha b'mako, or hits it with a stick, and it runs away. Kivin shakri yad v'rego, once it moved a front foot and a hind foot, kana. So the question, and that's one shot. It has to walk its whole length. The animal is 3 feet long, it has to walk 3 feet. But there, you don't have to schlep it. You can make it walk. So why is it ever different? And for the Gemara Amri, I will tell you. Behema died to the Maruk, Asla. Behema goes because of its master. There's no intellectual decision on the animal's part to go or not to go. It's instinctive. Eved died to the Navshikazo. Eved is moving because of his own decision. Therefore, it's not called that you moved him. So therefore, you have to grab him and schlep him. That's called you moved him. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Ketab and Masira. Gabi Behema Ktoi, the Ktoni Ben Masnissen, Behema Gasa, Nicknas Ben Masira. A large animal, cattle, camels, elephants, are Nicknas Ben Masira. Besara, the Seir Shibarai Shasus, the hair on top of a horse. Shlif, Masui, package. Adaita de Mara Asla, Aldas Hakaira Isa. It goes because of the one who called it. Pishay Ladas doesn't have intellect. Adaita de Navshe, Midas Atzmai. Makes an intellectual decision to move. And therefore, even though it's moving because you requested the move, but it's decision, their decision, to either honor your request or not honor your request. Whereas by an animal, it's not a decision. Animals are instinctive. Yes, doctor.
Yeah, brings up something interesting. I'm not sure if you think it's correct. I mean, there's plenty of videos on the internet where
I was looking for a word to make it simple. Whatever it is, the Gemara considers animals as having no das.
They have no soul.
Whatever das means, they don't have it. The Eved has it. That's all. Okay. What?
Independent mind. They don't have an independent mind.
Fine. Again, I'm not going to get involved. Honestly, I don't see exactly. Whatever das means, they don't have it.
I like that.
And no, but it's more than that. I'm not talking about them being Mekadesh a lady. I'm talking about that when they decide to go, we don't attribute it to their das. That's all. Whatever das means.
Yeah, the
Rabbi.
It's an interesting conundrum. I don't have an answer.
Yes, Harvey.
What if the potential owner did something that was less direct to the animal? In other words, he didn't call to it. He didn't push it. He didn't touch it. Instead, he set out some food. Chickens are notoriously dumb. What if he set out some food and caused it to move that way? He didn't address it in any way, but he knew that the animal would react to the feed.
Trying to remember, it's the Gemara Baba Kama that talks about when you stand in front of an animal and direct the animal to move, whether that's called Mashiach or not. But I don't remember all the details. It's Baba Kama and Hakainas. I think it's Num Vavim and Beis. But I don't remember the details there. But that would be similar to what you're saying, talking about a person who's directing the animal, but not by touching it, not by yelling at it, but by standing in the way.
I was thinking more of an inducement.
I don't know. I don't know if that's called a sheikh or not. I don't know. Honestly, the answer is I don't know.
Okay.
I'm sure it's discussed. It's just I don't know.
He doesn't want to be Nimshah. He doesn't want to go there. And he's resisting the Mashiach. He doesn't want to be
Nimshah. Okay, let's set this up. Let's set up the scenario. Why are you being kind of the Eved Mashiach? Because somebody sold them to you. So what you need now, there's an agreement between the former master and the new master that there's going to be a transaction. The Torah requires there be an act of transaction. Agreement is not a transaction. So if I want to buy your Eved, you agree to sell him to me, and I agree to buy him, he's still your Eved. There has to be an act that I now take possession of the Eved. I don't need the Eved's agreement. The Eved has no say in the matter. He is considered like chattel. I walk over to him and I say, hi, I just bought you. I am now doing the transaction. He can say, I don't want you. I don't want to be yours, Eved. Well, I hate to break the news to you. Your master sold you. Can't help you. Now, if I paid the master, that was a Kenyan. I don't have to do another Kenyan. Obviously, I'm not paying now. I took it on credit. I'm telling the master I will pay him the next year. The master is very willing for me to take ownership. So now I have to do a Kenyan. I can do Chalipin. I can do a... One of the ways I can do it, according to Shmuel, is I can yank the Eved and say, now you're mine. And that the Eved has no choice in the matter. I mean, what stops an Eved from rebelling? Whatever stops an Eved from rebelling the whole time stop him from rebelling at this point, you know what I mean? No, this is not a... The woman has to agree to Kedushin, and when you sell... No. The Eved is an item. He's not a party to this transaction. He is the item of the transaction. It's like buying a land. The land has no say. That's just not an act of transaction, that's all. What? No, doesn't say so. Again, why Mithira works with certain animals and Mashiach doesn't, is a major discussion in Rishayim, but this is not the time and place for it. Zogt Gemara weiter. Amar Rav Ashi, Eved Katan Kebehemadam. An Eved that's very young, and the Rishayim speak out, less than 9 or 7 or 8, we had a Masechta getting Pe'utais, the age when kids are capable already of thinking of transactions. So once, if a kid's younger than that, again, It's instinctive. It's not intellectual. And therefore, it's considered like an animal for kinyan purposes. So if I'm buying an Evet Katan of four, and I say, here, come, and he comes, that is a Meshicha. Because he's not going Adai to the Nafshe, not mature enough to go Adai to the Nafshe. Rashi, Evet Katan, Katan, the Leslie Das, Kebehe Medami. Mimkara L'Shem Kniya, if you called them for acquisition, Ubo Atzloi, Kana. Now again, this is talking about not cutting less than bar mitzvah. This is cutting less than the age of putois, which we had in Masechtas Gittin, which depends on each kid, can be anywhere between 7 and 9. Dr. Gemayavite. Did you have a question, Doctor?
No, it answered. Which one is the
cutting? Okay. Tana Rabbana. Ketzed b'chazaka. How do you make a chazaka in an Evan? So the rule is, you use them in a way that a slave is used. You use them in a way that you have pleasure from his servitude directly. It's be direct pleasure. Hitzulay min Allah, he unties your shoes. Haylech kelev akrum lebeis hamerchatz. He carries your clothing, your clean clothing, to the bathhouse. Hivshitay, he undresses you. Hechitzay, he bathes you. Sachay, he smears you with oil. Gardai, he combs you. I think that's what he says. What does he say gardai is? Scratches you.
Scrapes.
Scrapes.
It's something called a strigil, which you, after you put all the oil on top of them, you scrape the...
Fine. He'll be sure he dresses them in Eloi, puts on his shoes. He picks up the master. Servants do that for their masters. The master has to reach the top shelf for his svarim, and he can't reach. He says to the servant, pick me up. Right? That's an act of servitude. And therefore, that's a chazaka. Kanai. Amar Reb Shimon, and Reb Shimon adds, we don't know what he means. Chazaka is not better than picking up. Because picking up acquires all the time. And we don't know what that means. I mean, isn't that what the Tanakhama just said? That picking up is considered a chazaka? So what does Reb Shimon answer? My kamar. What is he saying?
Isn't it that the slave picked up the master?
Well, that's what it meant. Slave picked up the master. That's what the Tanakhama meant. It's an act of servant. Dr. Gemara, Amaravashi like this. Be a hula rabbi kanai. The Tanakhama is saying if he picks up the master, he acquires him. He can be a rabbi loy like kanai. If the master picks him up, that's not an act of being a servant. Picking up something doesn't show that it's your servant. So it's not a kinyan. It's not a chazaka. Reb Shimon, you're right. It's not a chazaka, but let's say chazaka gedolah makbah, but it's hakbah. You can pick up a sinner by, you can be kind of sinner by picking it up. I can be kind of never by picking it up. Reb Shimon is not saying that's chazaka. Chazaka means he acts like a slave. Acting like a slave is a means of acquisition. He works for me as a slave, that's a means of acquisition if the owner is willing to sell him. Just like when I buy a land with chazaka, I dig holes, I do something, I build a fence, I act like an owner. Acting like an owner is a chazaka. Acting like an owner over a slave is a chazaka. But here, Reb Shimon is adding a kinyan. He says, you're telling me that if the master picks him up, it doesn't work. Why not? It's not chazaka, but it's hakbah. Why is it different than a sitter?
Not under servitude.
Shagba kaide b'chol mokum. Period. So therefore, Reb Shimon says, if the Evet picks you up, it's chazaka. If you pick the Evet up, it's hakba.
Walking the land is not...
No.
Comes question. Avraham Avinu walked the land. Was he calling that?
That's a good question. I have no idea.
What if he digs your garden?
Again, I go into your field and I build a fence. It's not mine. It's called Gneva. It's interesting. You're bringing up something that is a very interesting machloikas achrayinim. I would have avoided it, but since you brought it up, I can't avoid it. And that is, the achrayinim want to say, this is a very, very fine line. I that's why I was avoiding it. That if he does a job for you like sewing clothing, that's not called servitude. Because you're not directly, He's not directly doing something for your body.
Or tying your shoes.
That's, the shoes are on you. That's it. It's a fine line. So now, digging up the vegetable garden, is that different than sewing a piece of clothing or not? It becomes very fine line. That's why I said I was avoiding it because I don't have it clear. What?
It's more indirect than sewing it. So it's clothing is my body.
Again, you can make arguments both ways, but that's not the point. Some Achrayim want to say that to be an Eved, he has to service your body. Shoes, taking your clothing to the Beis HaMerech, it's more direct than sewing clothing for you to wear later on. I had trouble with this, I'll be honest. To me, I don't see the difference between carrying clothing and sewing clothing. Some want to say, because carrying clothing is something an Eved does. You don't workers don't carry clothing for you. It's an Eved job. Whereas sewing clothing can be done by a tailor down the road. Again, these have become very fine lines, and that's why I avoided it. But you brought it up, so I have to be honest.
He's more like a butler.
What?
Eved is a butler
now. He's more. He's everything. He's a jack of all trades. Of none, but he does all.
What butlers would dress their master?
What?
Butler would dress their master.
Whoever does, I don't know. All I know is I don't have one.
But how did Eved go for
Charles? Never tied his own
shoes. I tell Eva to go dig some land for me. That would not be.
Hey, what's the difference?
You know, any kind of work outside, any kind of work, washing the floor, all kinds of stuff, that's not considered.
As I said, it's a very fine line. Now, you ask me a question, I'm answering you.
But I usually repeat the question.
I know. You have a minute to repeat it three times. I got it. We're up to two. The Tzach Hadash Bachav, I got it.
What's the simon?
The answer is, I don't know. Because without these Achrayim, I would have said, of course it's Eved. Came along these Achrayim and told me sewing clothing is not Avdus. So now you have to draw the line. It's not a simple line to draw, that's all I'm saying. I avoided the issue because I wasn't clear myself. I'll be honest. I'm honest. Right? So, I don't know. But, to me, digging a land is no different than sewing clothing. Notice that all examples in the Brisa are things that are negay his body. Directly. Taking his shoes off, putting his shoes on, bathing him. Notice that the Brisa did not give an example of sending him to work in the field. That's why the Achrayim say that. Every single example in this brisa of Chazaka is when he's affecting the master directly in a servitude way. That's what the case is.
No, I was thinking honestly, well, not honestly, that this is, I feel this.
Again, I'm not arguing, I mean, the Achrayim argue with you, that's all I can say. Yes.
A couple things. Is the converse also that I believe with the Hebrew slave you are not supposed to do degrading things such as
exactly. That's why these things are considered Eved Kanani. They point that out. Thank you for bringing it up. Because you're not allowed to have your Eved every tie your shoes and dress you. That's degrading work.
Is that degrading? The other thing, is in answer to Moshe's question, things that I've seen indicate that was not an acquisition, and the question is obvious. If it was an acquisition, why did Avraham Avinu Lashon have to pay for Machpelah?
I really don't want to learn Chumash now. We're going to leave this out. We're not. Avraham Cohen has a say for Abrashis. I'm sure he covers it there, but I'm not going there now. I don't know. Where would you know?
I said someone told me.
In Beis Elio? Is this year in Beis Elio?
Based on
the
Esther now. It's two. You have to
see all names. Okay, I don't know. I really don't want to get involved in Abraham Avinu's kenya now. He was kind of by going around, but it's not for now.
I mean, it's the same with Moshe Rabbeinu looking at the land. It was a simon, but not.
Yeah, but that, okay, I really don't want to get involved in that now. It's not for now. They do talk about it, back right now. It's not like it's ignored. They talk about it. But it's not. There's a Rashi Baba Kama that says walking around is a Kenyan. Tysus argues on Rashi. It's not for
walking around a field you've already bought.
Well, no, that is the acquisition. The Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, whether that's an act of acquisition. But that's not, I really don't want to go there, so I'm going to leave it there.
Yeah, you're right. I'm wrong.
Rashi.
Does Rabbi Nachush know how much Rebbe knows? I'm saying, like,
I know, I want you to teach him.
What?
No, I want you to teach him.
I see that he's like so.
I want you to teach him. This is your job.
Rebbe, so all these are degenistic. So they're only an Evid Kenai is allowed to do them, and Evid Ivri is not allowed to do any of these?
You're not allowed to ask your Evid Ivri to do anything that's degenistic. And these are considered jobs of demeaning.
You're doing something for you directly to your body?
No, it depends what it is. He can bring you a tea. Well, that wouldn't be directly to your body. But he can't undress you and dress you. That's not... Haircut? I don't know. Good question. Can an Evid Ivri give you a haircut? I assume he can.
Degrading.
Again, is dressing somebody degrading?
Mordechai did it to Haman.
Haman did it to Mordechai.
He told him to give him a haircut.
Yes, doctor.
Haman was on Evid Ivri. The current jughead named Charles has never tied his own shoes. It's degrading not only to the Evid, but also to the master.
He never tied his own shoes? Probably wear slip-ons.
He does not wear slip-ons. Who's he referring to, Charles?
Charles. King Charles.
I would not use that term.
Rashi. That's Rashi. What's the comparison? Normally, Hagba is when you buy it, you pick it up. The Evid's picking him up. The answer is, Reb Shimon is adding a kinyan. Frek the Gemara. Elamiyata, Shivcha Knanis Tikna Babiya. It's a very difficult Gemara to explain. You know, Reb Chaim says, what you don't understand, well, you can't explain. So this fits the bill. The Gemara is asking, when a person lives with a Shivcha Knanis, the Gemara had said, you don't acquire a Shivcha Knanis through the act of Bia. But when you live with the Shivcha, when one lives with their Shivcha Knanis is raising him above the ground. Because he's not on the ground, because she's under him. So she's picking him up. So why isn't that Chazaka? So Bia should work out Chazaka. No. But that's not the question. Of course he's not allowed over the Shivcha Knanis. But the Gemara said that's not a means of acquisition, and the Gemara is now saying it should be because it's a means that she's serving him, she's picking him up.
So why not just say Hagba?
What?
No,
it's not Hagba because he's not picking her up. She's picking him up. That's servitude.
But that was the chazaka we said before.
That's the chazaka. So the Gemara wants to know why isn't every bia at the Shivcha Knanis work because it's picking him up.
This has nothing to do with this.
This is the master. He bought a Shivcha. He has to do a kinyan. So instead of doing a kinyan of Kesav or Shtar, he's going to do a chazaka. And the chazaka is going to be she's going to serve him by picking him up. When is she going to pick him up? B'shas
Bia.
That's the problem with this sugya. Because the truth is, she's not picking him up. He's on her. But she's lifting him off the ground.
Why can't it be alone and be an acrobat?
That we learned how that you're not kind of be. We had a pasuk back in Dr. Gilmore believes that you can't be kind of whoever it was, the Shivcha Knanis can't be acquired through beer.
Even the Evid Ivri, who's with the Shivcha, is not a Kenyan at all.
And he doesn't have to be a Kenyan. It's not a Kenyan at all. Rashi, Elamiyata, the Gbihu, the Rabbi Kanoid, Shivcha Knanis, take them a beer, the Agbalay. She picked him up. And for the Gemara, that's not servitude. Why? Because Kikamina Zen Nenev is Emmet Star. Usually, when an Evid picks up the master, the Evid is not enjoying himself. He's doing it because he's his servant and he has to work. It's Star. But by a woman in a relationship, she's having pleasure. That's not called picking him up because she's enjoying herself. It's not Avdus. Avdus means when there's no enjoyment. This has enjoyment. We'll continue mentioning tomorrow.